That was kind of fancy, wasn't it?
Was. I like it.
I've been working on some things over here. Hey, well, looky here. We're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Ready to Love Season 7 Miami Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Episode 1. This is the show that, remember last year, you're like, oh, I'm going to, well, what would you like us to look to recap next? And this show just kept coming up over and over and over again. And here it is, 2023. You bring it in the year with a brand new show. And I want to point out that I was like, all right, we'll watch the show. We'll record the recap a little bit later. You're the one who wanted to, you know, all right, no, let's go live because you're invested. I like this.
I'm invested on going live because I'm looking out for you. Because if we record, then you got to spend hours putting stuff together, and then getting it posted. Where we do it live, it's just done.
Right. Okay.
So it's because I care for you. That's why I was like, let's just do it live.
Oh, that's your excuse.
No, that's what it is.
Okay, Bill O'Reilly. We'll do it live.
I'm a giver. I'm across the bear.
So here you are. You're finally seeing the show that people wanted you to go on. Before I ask you that one question that I know we're going to ask over and over again throughout this entire season, let's start with, what did you think of the show? I mean, you get a chance to see this episode 1. What do you think?
You see, I had to break out the dark liquor for this
one. I'm right there with you, brother. Let me get mine going.
Okay, so I've never seen the show. I didn't understand the concept, and I'm still learning it. But a few things that I noticed. One, it moves really quick compared to the other shows that tend to drag stuff out for 2 hours.
Right.
It's like stuff is happening pretty quick, so you got to kind of keep your head on a swivel, where with like Married at First Sight, Love is Blind, I could kind of piddle and do this and that and come back and kind of look and see what's going on. I had to really pay attention. I'm curious to know how they select people. You know, as we heard about how it's done with Married at First Sight, I'm curious how they select people for this show. The fact that they're all older, you know, 30s to mid 40s. What I do kind of like about that is they've either been there, done that in some way. Some of them divorced.
Right.
Some of them are parents. They've lived and had some life experience, you know, compared to a 25-year-old, you know, being on the show trying to get married. So,
31 to 44, I think, is the age range for everyone on the season.
Yeah. So I do like that. I do like that aspect of it. But it's just different because if you look at the shows that we have done, the way it's done, the way it's set up is way different than this. And so I was just like trying to figure out everything that's going on. But, you know, we shall see.
Yeah. You know, I like how Universal Advocate is asking, like, you know, why are we still in Miami, Tommy? You know, that's a great question, because I wonder why Tommy has these black folks out in this hot ass Miami sun. Because all I saw was sweat dripping. At least we didn't see the makeup running in and weave coming out and any of that Beijing rolling out. Because, you know, again, these are all older men. You know, I was like, what's that streak coming?
Yeah, but see, that's just it. They're older. They should have known if you're out in the sun, you drink water or lemonade until the sun goes down.
Right.
Then you get alcohol.
Right. Not everybody did that, though. And you know, we'll kind of get to that a little bit, too. But the question that everybody's also going to want to know is, having seen this, I'm going to ask this now. I'm going to ask this as we go through the season. People wanted you to do the show. You see they're older. There's no 25-year-old on this. The youngest is 31. Oldest right now is 44. Would you have done this show?
No. No, I wouldn't. And here's why. And I know this is going to surprise you a lot when I say this, but I don't really have
Nothing
game.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Yeah, I don't really have game.
I know that.
No. I know you're shocked. I don't really have game. I'm not that guy that just walks up to in the middle of conversations with a bunch of people and try to start connecting and see who I vibe with. I like the one-on-one, you know, get to know someone. Okay, now let me go meet someone else. So if it was like a speed dating type of deal, I would have tried something like that. Or Love is Blind, I would have done something like that. But for this show, it's really not my speed. I don't like that. Just the way that whole thing got set up, because it just makes it awkward and it's really forced.
Right. I will say right now, Melissa has high expectations for this recap because she likes the clinking and the brown juice.
That's that ice ball. It's a Death Star ice ball from Star Wars. That's the kind of geek I am.
Nerd. So let's get to it, man. We're going to break this down with the guys first. Then we'll get to the ladies. Then we'll get down to Rashid and Simone. Then we'll talk about the process of elimination. And then, of course, I don't think we can really do any predictions for this season. But that's where we'll go. Let's go ahead and start off with the guys. Your thoughts on the guys. Who stood out to you when this episode started?
Stood out for what reason?
Okay, let's just pick a guy then. Because you're right. You know what? Let's talk about the one everybody talked about on Twitter. Let's start with Andre.
you're talking about with the little Michael Jackson, old school curl
not,
in the front?
Do not insult Michael Jackson like that. Twitter said that was a Tyler Perry mic from his TV shows or a bug. And then one of the girls even pointed out, oh, I like what you did there. Stop lying to these men when they do corny ass shit like that.
Hey, you do you, Andre. If that's how you feel good about yourself when you walk out the house, you do you. But, he came across like this player type person. He has a strong personality, and I do like that. I mean, very outgoing, but there's something kind of cheese about him is what I felt.
Was it like when he said, you know what else goes with my white shirt? Your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, okay, stop that.
I was like, he's pretty damn sure of himself, pretty arrogant, and he was pretty corny as well, too. Now, somebody else that was also on there, because as Mocha says, not sure how Dre got on the show. What do you think of Dre? Not Andre, but Dre.
Lil Dre.
Lil Dre.
Lil Dre.
Not Dr. Dre, but Lil Dre.
Okay, so as soon as I saw him, I was like, you don't stand a chance. And not because he's not a good-looking dude or anything like that, but I'm like, you're short. And a lot of women don't want a short guy. If you're on a show
yes.
and you have options of seven other dudes who are taller than you or the height that you prefer, and then there's Lil Dre, Lil Dre would have to have mad game. And he does. His personality is great. He winds up being that friend probably to a lot of people. But if a woman has a lot of options of taller guys right in front of them, Dre's out.
My thing is with Dre, right? Radio producer, DJ, and I'm an artist. You know when you say that, somebody's going to say, well, go ahead, spit something. Don't. Okay? Do not do that. When people say that, just don't. It's never worked out for anybody. The only people that we know it worked out for, Boyz II Men, when it ran up on Michael Bivins. Except he didn't tell them to spit. They just decided to sing for him.
Well, he was shooting a shot. He's on national TV. He's going to spit his little rhyme and maybe see. Maybe there's somebody that's like, ooh, that was fire. Those are bars.
No. 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 I know the record execs. No. I'm telling you right now, no.
You know, but I mean, think of the long term, right? You don't need a big studio.
Stop
you
it.
Could have a small bus, Stop not a large it. Tour bus, just Stop a small it. Bus.
A short yellow bus?
A little short bus. You can just pick up and roll it backwards and let it go. And you're like, and he goes on to the next gig. You never have to raise the mic for him. Just sit it down there and it's always going to be right. I'm just saying, I'm trying to look at the silver lining for him.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay, here's the great thing about Dre, though. Very confident. I will say that. One thing about him was he was very confident. He didn't allow his height to be an issue. He never asked, at least that we saw anybody, about the height difference. Nothing. He's like, yes, I know I'm short. Now let's move on. Right? And I like that.
He has 6 foot energy.
Yes, he definitely did.
He has the energy and the personality of somebody who's 6'1". And I think that's his strength. You're just not going to find it on this show. But I think that's his strength in life. Keep playing to that, because I think he could probably bring a lot of positive things to a relationship with somebody.
Who do you think is the more confident person when you see a shorter man with a taller woman? Who's the more confident person in that relationship?
I think the shorter man.
Think so?
I think the shorter man, I think he's more confident because men are looking at him like, damn, what did you do? You must be rich. What do you got? Like, how did you pull this off? Mm-hmm. And you got, also, it gives other shorter men hope. Mm-hmm. When they see another short guy with a tall woman, they're like, you know, it can be done. Representation mm-hmm. matters. Now, women aren't jealous. If they see a beautiful tall woman with a short guy, they're like, I wish I had him. They're like, thank you for getting him off the market. Now let me go find my 6'2" person. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't see a lot of women jealous or envious of somebody
right.
that is dating somebody super short.
That, true. Very true. But then, and you know what? I actually have to just go with you on that one. You're right. Because it's once every so often.
I know when it happens, it's just like, goodness, Haley's Comet again? Wow.
Now, because of this heat, the lounge owner, Blue, he was a smart man out there. You notice he was not drinking any liquor. Everybody else mm-hmm. sweating their ass off. He's the one person not sweating because he was smart enough to say, I get enough free liquor. I don't need to partake in this.
I like Blue, and I liked his energy because Blue is like, I do this all the time.
Yes.
This is a Tuesday night for me, so, hey, how are you doing? And just start mm-hmm. talking to people. Like, he's not intimidated. He's just himself. And you got to admit, growing up, any black man, good looking, not good looking, dark skin, light skin, if you have those eyes, you automatically have a leg up. I think women like dudes that have those eyes. And I'm just like, okay, Blue's going to be all right.
he'll be all right for a while. We'll see how far he makes it on this one. Somebody else who may not be all right, but is in a similar profession, not obviously on the same level, because you know, Blue is the lounge owner, the bar manager, Linden.
You know, Linden.
Dexter St. Jacques
from
the women
Kingston.
Were feeling him. They were feeling him until Corvea got a hold of him and asked the right question.
Well, right. I think here's where his struggle is. A lot of these women are professionals. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I do like about this show is that with people in that age range, they've already figured out and settled things and built careers for themselves. Not many professional women want to date a bartender who gets out of work at 5 a.m. mm-hmm. at night slinging drinks. You know, it's just, and being a bartender, I've done it. Your job is to flirt with people. Your job is to get them to like you and make them buy more drinks. They're going to slip you the number. And some people, you got to be really confident to date somebody like that because you know you're going to have competition. But I liked that Corvea, you know, got to him. And when they were talking about having roommates, I agree with Corvea on that.
So, okay. And that was a question I had because, you know, she... Corvea really did say, you know, like, if you don't live alone, you can't date her, which kind of, and in that way, she was saying that speaking about herself, right? We'll get to the ladies in a little bit, but since she's really tied to Linden in this space, because she called him out and mm-hmm. what she was doing, and then all of a sudden she asked him, and he's like, and she did not back down. And the question I had first, I was like, okay, is she being superficial or is she being realistic?
No, I think she's being realistic and I applaud her mm-hmm. because how many times have you had conversations with a woman or telling you about some dude and as they're telling you about how they met, like all the red flags, you're like, you didn't pick up on that? Mm-hmm. You didn't pick up on that? And then 2 years later, they're dealing with all this drama. So I think Corvea knows what she wants. She knows what she doesn't want and it's not going to settle. And I highly respect that. But here's what the thing about Linden, and I'll give this advice to any woman. If you meet a man in their 30s and they have a roommate, don't date them. And guys, if you're in your 30s and you got a roommate, get your financial life in order mm-hmm. and then get into a relationship. Because it's one thing to say, I have a roommate because we live in New York and these are how expensive everything is. His excuse was, well, you got to understand my landlord was going to sell my place. I had a month left in there. And then it's hard to look for a place when you work. I'm like, those are bullshit.
Yeah, that was definitely that
just,
was bull,
just say my money's not right. My money's not where it needs to be for me to have my own place, but I'm working towards
I'm
it. At least
up to
say
buy.
That.
At least lie and say you're saving up to buy.
Yeah, I just haven't found a place I want to buy yet. You know, I have my down payment. I'm just looking for the right spot. But I just don't think guys should be out there dating in their 30s and you have a roommate.
Yeah, Okay, so I give you that in that space. I mean, because there are times when you should and times when you shouldn't, right? But then again, I'm an independent soul, right? I know people who are our age still living with parents. And they can say, no, they're living with me instead. Okay, look, I remember at one point somebody was like, well, you know, told my mom, well, he can move back home. And we both were like, no.
Well, parents aren't roommates, though. I mean, living with your parents, sure. It's not like my parents are living here because I can't afford $1,500 a month. So they put in, you know, $750 and I cover $750 and we're roommates. That's even worse. But yeah. If it's parents, you're taking care of them, whatever. I get that. But Lyndon's just making some excuses about not having this money right.
There's too much I like to do in this independent space to have a roommate, right? I always said my next roommate would be my wife. That's who it is. Because I like all my doors open.
Yeah, God, I mean, I haven't had roommates since...
It's been a minute.
1999, when I moved out of San Antonio.
Yeah?
No, I live with my cousin. We lived together in Austin.
And I thought you did.
There was that. But you know why we did? Because I couldn't afford my own place. Did I date? Right, yes. Did I date for love? No.
All right, Lyndon. Universal Advocate say Lyndon, whatever his name is, was feeling some type of way about not being independent. I don't think he was feeling a type of way about not being independent. I think he was feeling a type of way because Corvea, her delivery was raw. Like, she did not ease up. Even when he said something, you know, some people would be like, oh, well, I'm sure you have a good reason. She was like, no. Well, then you're not ready. You need to man up. You need to this. And you need to get the hell out of my face. That's pretty much what she was saying.
I would agree. Do you think that's that Kingston in him? Like, who's this woman thinks she's going to talk to me like that? Is it something like that? You know the culture better than I do.
No, because if that was the case, it would have been a lot feistier. That conversation would have gone very differently.
He'd have clapped back, huh?
Let me tell you something about West Indians, okay? We don't back down for sure. You know. What about Blake? Because women had a lot to say about the oldest guy on the show, the corporate security officer, Blake.
Pretty Ricky?
Yeah, he's not into the app dating, and I feel him on that, because I was never into the app dating. I think I made a Bumble profile one time for about 30 minutes. I was like, you know what? I can't do this crap.
Well, but he had a valid point or a counter to the apps. He said that I meet people organically, mm-hmm. but I go out to places where there are people. So if all you do is just go to work, come home, you're not really meeting people. And if you go to the gym, you know, it's hard to really talk to people in the gym, depending on how you do. But you got to be out there somewhere. So good for him. I thought what I liked about Blake, he's similar to Corvea. He knows what he's wanting. He knows what he wants. He's asking all the right questions to feel these people out, to see if there's a match. And because of his conversation with one of them, I was like, yeah, she is kind of boring. Like, I get it.
Yeah, that was Natasha. She really was. Because that's the one that he said he felt like, well, you know, it feels just like I was talking to a stranger. Newsflash, you are.
Yeah, you are.
But did you notice? You could tell how uninterested he was, right? Because what did he do? He told her, I've got 3 kids. I've checked that box. I don't want any more. I'm done. He gets around the other women like, well, I'm 87% sure.
Because with you, I might slip one past the goalie on you, but the rest of y'all, no.
I'm like, how do you come up with such an arbitrary number, arbitrary percentage as 87%? Where does that come from? Not I'm 90%, 80%, something nice, well-rounded. He's like, no, we're going with 87.
But I would question a woman that wants to get with a man that has 3 kids by 3 different mamas. And you want to have a baby by him too.
Right now, the guy's going, hey, shut up.
Hey, I didn't make you not pull out. That's your fault. It's your fault you put yourself in that situation. But I'm just saying, I mean, if you're a successful woman, mm-hmm. you got a lot of things going on for yourself. Why would you date a guy that has 3 kids by 3 different women? And he even said, these are 3 different points in my life. So it's like, okay, you keep evolving. Every 10 years or something? Because his kids are all but, what, 9, 10 years apart?
Well, you know, he evolved. The level of woman he was having the baby by went up. But he did kind of shoot himself in the foot when he talked about the fact that, it could have been either way. But, you know, he shot himself in the foot when he's like, well, kids from a broken home, and any kid that doesn't have both parents is a broken kid. And I'm like, are you with all three of those kids?
I'm on the fence on that one because I get where he's trying to go. Statistically, yes. Do kids that grow up with both parents in the household, are there some advantages to that? Yes. Are there some successful people who grew up as only with a single mom, only with the dad, only with grandma, because I never knew my parents? Are there people who have done that? Yeah, and done well with themselves? Yes. But there is some truth to if you have both parents in the home. But then also, if you have multiple kids by multiple women, I don't care how you are. Like, that household's going to be jacked.
Yes. Exactly. And that's the problem. I think the messenger was the problem there. Not necessarily the message, the messenger. Because you come off as a hypocrite when mm-hmm. you're the guy that's sitting there with three kids, three baby mamas, and you're talking about to another
kids
woman.
From broken homes.
Exactly. I talk to a woman who's like, well, no, I'm going to have, because he's like, what's your cutoff age? And she's like, I don't have a cutoff age. I am going to have a child. If I want to have a child, I'm going to have a child. And that's that. But you know what that is? That's that old school masculine energy of like, well, you need a man to make this happen. She's just like, no, I'm an independent woman. This is what it is.
Well, like Chris Rock said, you can drive a car with your foot if you want to. Don't mean it's a good idea.
Did you find him as condescending as Corvea did, though?
I did.
Corvea was like, he is so arrogant. He's this, he's that. And
yeah, he is. He's done well for himself. I think he's a little bit full of himself, but I get why. Mm-hmm. But he does come across condescending, especially to the women that he wasn't all that into. Mm-hmm. As soon as he's not all that interested, then it's like he started talking down to him.
You know what? Okay. And that's why the woman was like, well, you know, that's why I never dated a man that's prettier than your pretty mother.
My eyes water, man. Sorry.
What, the show got you crying already?
Yeah, I'm just talking about Blake. I'm just all in my feels.
I think it's because you know what's coming up next, because we're going to go over to the ladies, and what a transition. Let's go to Jeffrey. You know, he's got a very unique name. If you just heard Jeffrey, you'd say, wait a minute, who is he? And I'm sure she's got that a lot, because when you have a name that's unisex or just spelled differently, sometimes people just get it mixed. Jeffrey, the executive assistant, I think her voice, really soft, really reserved. I don't know. There's something about her that's just, it has, I don't know what it is yet. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either. I mean, I like her vibe. I think she's beautiful. I need to hear more about the three kids. Because is it three kids from the same dad and y'all got divorced or just never got married, but it's all
one
the same
of them
dad?
From
or
Blake.
You like Blake and you have three kids by three different dudes that I'm going to have to deal with at some point. So I don't know. I got to see more about her. But she's a little bit more engaging. I thought she had some good interactions with some of the guys. So we'll see about Jeffrey.
Let me ask you this. If she has three kids by three different guys, do you think we'll find... Obviously, we haven't found that out yet. We found out how quickly from Blake, and he was very transparent. No, three different women. Do we find it out that early from Jeffrey, or the guy's going to be like, maybe I shouldn't ask this question because it's off limits? And is it fair that it's off limits?
I don't think it's off limits, because for a lot of women, they ask the guy, do you have kids? Yep. How many? Same parent, same mom? Mm. Oh, different. How many baby moms? Like, women will ask that. And yeah. I think it's fair that guys can ask the same thing. I think it will come out. I think they'll have some good dialogue and eventually it'll come out. But I see nothing wrong with asking a woman when she says, I have three kids. I've done it. Oh, so all the same dad? Well, no, because you see, and I'm like,
There goes the judgment.
That's when I go. That's when I turn to Blake. I'm like,
How about this attorney? Because there were a couple of attorneys on here. Natasha, who was previously engaged, we'll get to her. But how about Sue Ann, who I know had absolutely no problems whenever she filled out a job application, because everybody probably thought she was a good old country girl.
I thought Sue Ann was nice. There wasn't a whole lot of dialogue that I got from her or like noteworthy nuggets just yet. So I want to see how she interacts more throughout the show. But I liked her vibe. I liked her energy. Beautiful smile. So
It's interesting. The two attorneys really didn't have a whole lot to say. That's very rare that you have an attorney that doesn't have a lot to say. So,
yeah.
Now, the interior designer, Morgan. Now, when we first met her, she was talking to Lyndon, and she seemed to like him, but she was intimidated because of his job and him, you know, being the bar manager and being in the club till like 5 a.m. And so she was intimidated because he's around a lot of beautiful women, which, is that a real reason to be intimidated? Because obviously they haven't snatched him up yet.
Well, I think in her mind, she's 38 mm-hmm. and he's 33.
Yeah.
So she's not going to run, hey, I'm going to come hang out with you while you're at work slinging cocktails right. kind of woman. Mm-hmm. She's got stuff to do. She has a day job.
Yes.
So could she keep up with the lifestyle that maybe he would want?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what she might have found to me. I don't know. But, you know, Morgan, I thought was nice. She's attractive, but she's not my type because she's too religious. That's just not my vibe, but she straight up was honest. You know,
I love that.
I just like she speaks her mind. You know exactly mm-hmm. what she's thinking. You don't have to guess. And I think any guy would appreciate that in a relationship.
I like the fact that she was, you know, because who was it? Tony that she was really vibing with because he was, you know, his mom is the pastor. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, I've dated men who weren't faith-based men, and that didn't work. I'm not doing it again. So she knows what she wants.
Yep.
I like that. I mean, hey, you know what you want? Go get it, you know? Let's see. Others out there. Mercedes, we didn't really get much from her. She's the youngest one on the show at 31, the flight attendant. What'd you think of her, though?
I like the fact that she's a flight attendant, and not because, you know, hook up on flights or free rides.
Like some of them freeloading men on the show?
Yeah. But I like anybody that has a lot of life experiences where they get a chance to travel, see the world.
Yes.
You interact with a lot of different people and mm-hmm. you realize that the world is bigger than just what you grew up with
right.
and where you're from. And so I like people that have that experience because I feel like they just look at the world a little bit different mm-hmm. than those that are like, I'm from Ohio. I'm never leaving Ohio. I'm a dying Ohio.
O-H.
Those folks, you know, I don't enjoy talking to them. So I liked Morgan.
What about Z? Because Z's the one who said she likes to baby her man and she likes to watch him eat her food. And then she came back later and like, well, I'm an alpha woman. And can an alpha man really deal with me? All right. Which one is it?
So I liked Z when I saw her. I really think she's attractive. I liked the hair.
Yes.
Wasn't a whole lot of good conversation that she had with anybody. To get a whole lot out of her. The whole babying and taking care of your man and all that, great.
Cookie
that
dinner,
alpha female, I don't know. You know, because you got some guys that like that, mm-hmm. then you got some guys that doesn't like that. And so, you know what I mean? I just, anytime I meet those that have that alpha female energy, I'm like,
Why?
No.
Remind you too much of yourself?
No. Mine's too much of my mom. I got bossed around for 18 years. I don't want to get it again as an adult.
How's she gonna feel when she watches this episode? Did you talk about me on your
I didn't cuss, so I told my mom I'm gonna try to cuss less. So I didn't cuss.
Yeah, you know, and thanks, Mama Terrell, for that wonderful compliment on the first episode of the year. It's a lot more to go, though. Now, Corvea, I know we kind of talked about her a little bit before, but anything else that stood out from you and this digital strategist? Come to find out, she's 31, too, so she's the youngest along with Mercedes.
I think that she's nice. The thing that stood out to me when I saw her and just watching her interactions,
I'm sorry.
We don't do that.
I try.
We don't do that.
I'm sorry.
You're better than that.
Apparently not.
Yeah. What I didn't like, she comes across high maintenance, and when I think high maintenance, it's like everything. It's great that you want to look. Yeah, and that's true. Find a dude who likes that kind of stuff. It just turns me off when I see people like that. So hopefully she matches up with somebody who has that same mentality, or else how does that relationship work?
Okay, but okay, so here's the thing about that. And I was probably the exact same way with you before in that space, right? Like, why, right? But if she can afford it herself, then what is the problem? If she's not coming to you and saying, well, I need this bag, but no, she's got those because she bought them herself. What's wrong with that? Look, you work hard, spoil yourself. It's one of the things that I think we should have done a lot more coming up. Reward yourself with a lot more coming up. Why? Because you work hard. You bust your ass for everybody else. You go into work, you spend those hours. Reward yourself. And I give women that. Women do that way more than guys do. Like, women take the trips more than guys do. They take the girls' trips. And that's why we end up doing our guys' trip, because of advice from somebody else who was doing that and living their life. And like, yo, we need to do that too.
So there's nothing wrong with buying that stuff for yourself if you can afford it. But then it gets to the point that you're in a relationship and you're living together. Now, the house, all the other little things, everything is a big expense. And that's nice, but it's not the smartest thing to do. And we're about to walk into a crazy 2023 work-wise. Like, don't blow your money on bullshit all the time. Yeah, take care of yourself, treat yourself well, but, you know, if she probably has, you know, hundreds of pairs of shoes and all these different, it's just a lot.
What
and I just woman find that
doesn't
to be
have 125 pairs of shoes at least.
It's whatever. You do you. If you have these expensive bags and all that kind of stuff, if you have all that and you're renting an apartment, get your life right. You're doing it wrong.
Okay, yeah. Now that I agree with you. I will say this though. Funny story. During the pandemic, we cleaning out the basement and everything, and we hired these guys to come and just get a lot of that stuff out, right? The guy goes, how'd you get your wife to get rid of all these shoes? I said, you make it her choice. Really easy. You don't tell her to get rid of nothing. Speaking of getting rid of stuff, process of elimination on this show.
Process?
They started out with 16. They ended the first episode with 14. You know they're going to add more people later. But what you think of this process as you duly know the
quote-unquote
process?
Well, they don't show enough of it for you to understand what the process is. Mm. It's just like walking up to a group of guys. Hey, you see those three girls over there? So which one you like? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, thanks. And I go over there and tell one of them girls, hey, you got to go home. I talked to all the guys. We had a meeting. So I didn't really understand the process. Mm-hmm. But the two they picked, where I was like, yeah, that was on my list.
Yeah. So they, okay, Dre and Blake, obviously we knew Dre wasn't going to make it. I mean, there's no way that he was going to survive this entire show, right?
No, there was no way. I knew Blake wasn't going to make, I mean, Dre wasn't going to make it. And Blake's a good looking guy. He's good for TV, whether you like him or not. Mm-hmm. They're not going to kick him off.
And you need a villain. You need somebody the women are going to hate. He is that.
Yeah.
He's the Chris of this of this Ready for Love season.
Yeah.
Ready to Love season. What about the ladies? Because Z was up there and Natasha, who was very sure of herself and like, what am I doing up here?
That's what bothered me about Natasha. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe that's your problem, is that you don't recognize you have some issues. You have some stuff. I'm surprised. Me? What makes you think you're that amazing?
But how many of these women on the show were saying that? Well, I love myself, and maybe that's my problem. There were at least three women that said that and made it a point to say it.
And that's why they're on the show. Well, because, I mean, it's great to have confidence. We're definitely not saying women shouldn't have confidence in themselves, but check yourself a little bit. You know, dial it back. Don't come in there with Beyonce energy and Monique vibe.
Stop it. I know this is going bad. This is why I'm going over to the comments right now. Like, no, let's stop it. Stop it. Monique says, man.
Not that Monique. Not goddamn. Monique, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the comedian.
I know who you're talking about, but it's just my happenstance that this happened. But Monique says she's so happy that even more sorry you guys are doing Ready to Love. And I agree with you, Monique. I totally agree with you. I am I'm happy and sorry at the same time. I'm right there with you. Melissa says, now I have to start watching Ready to Love. Yes, I'm sure Terrell, you'd agree, right? If you have to watch it?
If I got to do it, yes.
Come on, Melissa. Watch
Everyone's
it.
Doing it. Come on. It's like the movie It. Everybody floats down here. Come on.
And Dolores says, what part of West Indies are you from, Yanni? Oh, so I was born in St. Kitts, grew up mostly in Montserrat. And Montserrat's the one with the active volcano right now. So, but yeah. That's where I am from. So appreciate everybody checking this out, man. Terrell, we've got, let's see, a lot more episodes to go. One episode down. How you feeling? You feel good about your decision to tackle this?
Only reason why I feel good about the decision, because the show is only an hour long.
Yes.
And it goes like this.
Yes.
Compared to the 2 hours of the other shows.
Yes.
So I'm like, you know what? I can do this show and record live and still have a Friday night.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about it, I was about to say that, you know, it's good to see all that melanin on TV. It's good to see everybody getting along. And then they showed the preview for the rest of the season. I'm like, God damn it.
I hate that. That's the one thing I don't like are shows that, I know that a lot of these reality shows, all this drama. I just hate seeing, you know, black people just on having all this drama. And it's just bad.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But it's not going to make any money on the show if they don't. Mm-hmm. Create some of that, so we'll see what happens. I'm curious to see what pissed Anthony off.
Yeah,
not Anthony, Tony.
Tony, yeah,
Tony.
But
Ray Lewis.
You know what? He does give Ray Lewis vibes.
Yeah.
And I will say, in the very beginning, even in today's episode, you can see that. I'm not surprised to see him blow up like that later, because when Andre was like, "Oh well, we like the same person. I got to step my game up," and he's laughing and smiling, and Tony was like,
you're too big to be that, you know, angry and ready to fight people. You're too big for that.
Way too big. And it's ready to love, not ready to fight. So come on. Get it right. I agree, Dolores. Mercedes does seem nice. Morgan, tell you're just not feeling the overly religious side, huh? Yeah.
Nope. I agree with her. She shouldn't date somebody who doesn't feel the same way that she does about her religion and spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
Don't date somebody like me who's like, you're going to church? Well, I'm going to brunch.
Meet up at Golden Corral after?
No. You know I'm bougie as hell. I'm Golden Corral. Get out of here.
Hey, just checking. I'm checking to see how much bourbon you've had.
Yeah, no. Man, this is the first drink. I poured it just before we started.
That was a test. Good job. You passed.
Thank you.
So next Friday, we're back here on the 13th. Friday the 13th, we're back here. What'd that be? 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. So 30 minutes after Ready to Love goes off, we'll be right back here. For Melissa, that means you've got a week to catch up on this week's episode, and then make sure you watch next week's episode, so we'll be right back here. Okay?
Looking forward to it. Y'all bring your dark liquor with you.
Yeah, let's do it. Let everybody start drinking at the beginning of the recap, and we'll see who gets drunk first. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
I thought you were switching to clear liquor.
I'm out.
I knew there was a reason.